ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। We'll go straight to the seventh mantra. Nantah pragyam na bahish pragyam. No bhayatah pragyam. Na pragyanaghanam. Na pragyam. अदृश्यमव्यवहार्यम् अग्राह्यम् अलक्षणमचिन्त्यम् अव्यपदेश्यम् एकात्मप्रत्ययसारम् प्रपञ्चोपशमम् शान्तम् शिवमद्वैतम् चतुर्थम् मन्यन्ते स आत्मा स विज्ञेयः। There's no particular way it has to be chanted. There's no swaram here. Therefore we chant the way we want to. But not Taittiriya Upanishad, not the Shanti Mantra. Why? Swaras are there. Swaram is there, we have to go by the swaram. Because no swaram, you can chant the way you want to say it. नान्तः प्रज्ञम् न बहिष्प्रज्ञम् नोभयतः प्रज्ञम् न प्रज्ञानघनम् न प्रज्ञम् नाप्रज्ञम् अदृश्यमव्यवहार्यमग्राह्यमलक्षणमचिन्त्यमव्यपदेश्यम् एकात्मप्रत्ययसारम् प्रपञ्चोपशमम् शान्तम् शिवमद्वैतम् चतुर्थम् मन्यन्ते स आत्मा स विज्ञेयः। So all that is here is Atma, that thing which is not the Atma. And that Atma is Chatushpad, and Chatushpad Atma is ended with four quarters. The four quarters, and which is Thulatma, Sukshmatma, Karanatma, and Turiya Atma. And we have seen Sthulatma, Sukshmatma and Karanatma. The Chaitanyam obtaining in waking state as the waker and the waking universe is Sthulatma. The consciousness obtaining in the dream state as the dreamer and the dream experience, the dreamt universe, the pramata and prameyam is sukshmatma. The consciousness obtaining in deep sleep state as the sleeper and the unmanifest universe is karanatma. And we saw karanatma is ishvaraha, antaryami. And from this karanatma, antaryami, ishvaraha alone, this universe comes into existence. Therefore, the Karanatma is the universe unmanifest is Karanatma, and Karanatma manifest is this universe. So from this Ishvara alone, this universe has come into existence. This coming into existence of this universe from Karanatma Ishvara is said to be manifestation. And manifestation alone is known by the term srishtihi or creation. There is no real srishtihi or creation. And this manifest universe again becomes unmanifest, which is Ishvara again. Again from this Ishvara, the universe comes into existence. Therefore, the universe was already there. What was there alone is again here in this in the form of this universe. Therefore, there is no creation. This also we have already seen this. Later on, after that, we also seen what is that Turiya Atma. Who is the Turiya Atma? Chaturtaha Padaha. Turiya Padaha, the fourth Atma. The Turiya Atma is presented in this seventh mantra, which we have seen. And we had this understanding that there's a misconception about the Turiya Atma. We saw that last class. The Turiya Atma must be available only in the Turiya Avastha, because Prathama Atma, this Thula Atma, is available in Jagrat Avastha, Sukshma Atma is available in Swapna Avastha, and Karanatma is available in Karanavastha, a deep sleep state. Therefore, there must be a fourth avastha wherein this Turiya Atma must be available. Therefore, there's some misconception. It's a misconception. We saw last class itself. There is no such thing called Turiya Avastha mentioned anywhere in Mandukya Upanishad. The Turiya Atma is mentioned, but not Turiya Avastha, which means Turiya Atma is not to be searched elsewhere. The Turiya Atma is another than the pure consciousness, which obtains in every state of experience as the waker and as the dreamer and the sleeper. Really speaking, the waker, dreamer and sleeper are another than Turiya Atma only. The Turiya Atma alone is given the name as waker, dreamer and sleeper in keeping with the manifesting medium. Really speaking, Turiya Atma is not the waker, not the dreamer, not the sleeper. But the sleeper, waker and dreamer are another than Turiya Atma only. So this is what we saw. That is presented in this verse. And what is the Turiya Atma? I said, Nisheda Dwara, but through negation also, Turiya Atma is distinguished from the Pramata. Turiya Atma is distinguished from the Prameyam also. And Turiya Atma, Swarupam also is presented here. As I said, the Turiya Atma, that which is like the fourth person, but not the fourth. Turiya Atma is what now? Distinct from the knower obtaining in every state of experience. Distinct from the knower obtaining in every state of experience. The Turiya Atma is distinct from the known experienced in each state of experience. So, Pramatrutraya Vyatiriktaha Turiya Atma, Prameyatraya Vyatiriktaha Turiya Atma. Even though Turiya Atma is distinct from the, different from the knower and the known obtaining in all the three states of experience, it is not distant from any of them. Therefore, Turiya Atma is the very adhishtanam of all the three, the knower obtaining in all the three states of experience and the known obtaining in all the three states of experience. That is said also here as the adhishtanam of all the three states of experience. That we presented in the seventh mantra, which you already seen. And the last one, Saha Atma Saha Vijnayaha. Last one, Saha Atma Saha Vijnayaha. That is Atma, But that is all pervasive reality, obtaining as the innermost self of every being here, everything here. That is what now that Atma is, the consciousness, pure consciousness. Shuddha Chaitanyam alone is that Atma. And that consciousness is what now is to be learnt. Now we have to learn that consciousness, understand that consciousness. Saha Vijneyaha. It is that Atma, the consciousness, is to be distinguished, recognized and ascertained. Now Vijneyaha, to be known. Where? With the help of the Upanishads. Therefore, we have seen all these things. As I said already, the two words, Prapancha Upashamaha, is elaborately discussed in the whole of the second chapter. And the word Advaitaha is discussed in the whole of the third chapter. So, we don't need to worry about it anymore. Hope you have seen that. And now, we'll go to these verses. Karika again comes now. After the seventh mantra, we are going to read the 10th Karika. Don't get confused with the Karika number and mantra number. Okay? Gaudapada Acharya's commentary called Karika, isn't it? Comes here now. We are going to say 10th Karika. 10th Karika comments upon what here? The 7th mantra. And here, this Turiya Atma, how should we arrive at this Turiya Atma? How to recognize this Turiya Atma? Shankara says in his commentary, Yukti Avaghataha, Avaghatanam or Avaghataha. Avaghataha means pounding. No, in India, we have paddy. And what do we do the paddy? We have to pound the paddy. We hand pound rice, you get it. No? Paddy, you pound it and remove the husk and take the rice. That pounding is what now actually physical activity. Pounding is physical activity, isn't it? You pound the paddy, remove the husk, take the rice. Then you get hand pound rice also. Machine pound rice is nowadays available. That's okay. Hand pound. And then polished is called, it's different, isn't it? So here pounding is a physical activity. And here also, we have to do the pounding. Pounding of what? Pounding of the sthulatma, sukshmatma and karanatma. What does it mean here? Waker, dreamer and sleeper. It's got a pounding. And this here, the pounding is not physical, but intellectual. Isn't it? Intellectual, in fact, Swami says, if you squeeze the waker, you will get consciousness. If you squeeze the dreamer, you'll get consciousness. You will squeeze the sleeper also, you'll get consciousness. What does it mean here? You don't search for Turiya Atma elsewhere. This waker, dreamer and sleeper, when you take, there always everything has two natures. One is what now? We say Swabhavika Dharmaha, isn't it? Then Agantuka Dharmaha. With the comes and goes, the one is intrinsic nature, one is incidental nature. And this waker is what now? Mixture of both incidental and intrinsic. Dreamer also is mixture of intrinsic and incidental nature. The sleeper also what now? Intrinsic and incidental. What is incidental? What is intrinsic here? Incidental is that which comes and goes. That which is subject to change is incidental. That which is unchanging, permanent is intrinsic. Like heat, if you say the heat in the fire does not come and go, it is intrinsic nature. Whereas the heat in the hot water is incidental. isn't it? Because that heat, there is a heat in hot water, heat in the fire, but heat in fire is intrinsic, it will never go, but heat in hot water goes, subject to go, because it came, it was not there before, it came, so again it will go. That is what incidental, isn't it? Like this here also, this, what is intrinsic in this waker, dreamer and sleeper? What is incidental in waker, dreamer and sleeper? We have to see here. What is there continuously flowing through all the three states of experience? As the waker, in through the way from waker and the dreamer and the sleeper. And here we see this, the waker is also what now? Adulterated I. Now waker, when you say, what are you in waking state? I am the waker. And in dream, you cannot say I am the dreamer. But on waking up, you say, I was the dreamer. There is no dreamer other than me. In sleep also what now? I was the one who was asleep. I was the sleeper. I was the dreamer. I am the waker. Isn't it? Therefore, the sleeper also is what now? The waker. The dreamer also is the waker. And what the waker is also there, isn't it? I is the common thing. I am the waker. I was the dreamer. I was the sleeper. Is it? Which means there is a I. I is the common thing here. What is intrinsic here? I. The waker, because when there is waker, there is no dreamer. When there is dreamer, there is no waker or sleeper. In sleeper, there is no waker or dreamer. Therefore, what is incidental is what? The waker, dreamer and sleeper. I is the common thing here. Therefore, the waker also, waker itself is what now? Waker I, dreamer I, sleeper I. This waker I, dreamer I, sleeper I is what? Adulterated I. If you remove, what is the pure I here? The Turiyam I, is it? Turiya Atma is what now? Pure I, unadulterated pure I is Turiya Atma. And to arrive at this Turiya Atma, we need not go for fourth state of experience. We have to get what now? Here itself, we have to, through intellectual pounding, through Yukti Avaghata, we have to discern, and we have to what now? Discern this Turiya Atma. In fact, the consciousness alone, what now, gets the name waker when the mind is extrovert. If the mind is awake, the functional, fully functional mind is extrovert, then the consciousness associated with that mind alone gets the name waker. The same consciousness, the mind is the turned inwards. It is not the consciousness, isn't it? Consciousness does not see outside, nor does the consciousness see inside. Consciousness is not extrovert, nor turned inwards. Who is turned inwards, who is turned outwards then? Isn't it? The mind, when the mind is turned outwards, then consciousness gets the name waker. Only from the standpoint of the mind, the manifesting medium, consciousness gets the name as waker or as the dreamer, also as what now? Sleeper. The consciousness by itself does not sleep. Consciousness but does not wake up. Consciousness does not dream also. These are three different states of the mind. Okay, from the standpoint of the states of the mind, the conscious obtaining in three states gets the name what? As waker, dreamer and sleeper. Okay, therefore, you cannot separate the consciousness from waker physically. Separate the consciousness from waker, there's the consciousness from the dreamer or the sleeper physically, but you can intellectually discern the consciousness being distinct from the waker, dreamer and sleeper. Is it clear now? Therefore, that has been already said here. Now, if we remove the incidental nature, then what remains is what? The pure nature of the I, the consciousness. Now we'll go to the Karika. Nivritte sarva dukkhanam. Ishanah prabhurau yayah. Advaita sarva bhavanam. Devasturyo vibhusmritah. Nivritte sarva dukkhanam. Ishanah prabhurau yayah. Advaita sarva bhavanam. Devasturyo vibhusmritah. This Turiyatma, the pure consciousness, which is distinct from the knower and the known obtaining in three states of experience, the pure consciousness is here. What is the consciousness? He says here, Ishanaha Vibhuhu, Prabhuhu. See that the two words are here. Ishanaf Prabhuhu. Ishanaha Prabhuhu. Two words are used here. Ishanaha means the Lord. Ishanaha, the Lord, the Master. Who is the Lord here? There is no Lord other than consciousness. There is no Ishvara other than consciousness. Ishanaha, the Lord. And here, why we call consciousness the Lord here, Ishanaha the Lord here, the Master, the real I, the pure consciousness, what of Prabhuhu? Why we call Lord, Master here? Because Prabhuhu. Prabhuhu here is what now? Prabhuhu here, literally Prabhuhu also means the Lord. It's a prakarshena bhati, prakarshena bhavati iti Prabhuhu. Okay, therefore, so that which is by itself, that which is by itself, which means that which has independent existence, something which is, how prakarshena, what is the special about thing? Beginninglessly, endlessly, changelessly, independently, it is there. That is why it is something unique existence, isn't it? Everything other than consciousness is what now? And only dependent existence. Consciousness alone has independent existence. Consciousness is. That's all I can say. If you analyze very well, is there anything in this universe which has independent existence? Nothing, you have to say. Is there something at all which is self-existent? Yes. What is that? Consciousness. Okay? Consciousness. That is why it's called prakarshena bhavati. Prakarshena bhati. Isn't it? Therefore it's called Prabhu. And therefore what now? It is the very strength of everything. Prabhu, consciousness is the very strength of everything. Therefore what now? Strong. Prabhu literally means what is strong? Resistant. You know, powerful, highly powerful. Prabhu means, that's why in India, And in North India, when they use this term Prabhu, in Tamil Nadu, there is a Dore. One more word is there. Okay, Prabhu means what? Oh, he's a Prabhu. Prabhu means somebody highly powerful. It's called Prabhu. For powerful, strong. Therefore, the Lord who Ishanaha, because he's a Prabhu. Without, if you are not strong, how can he be Lord? Isn't it? If a strong, powerful Lord is what now? The Ishanaha. And this consciousness, the Lord, master of what here? He says, Sarva Dukkhanam Nivrittehe Ishanaha. Sarva Dukkhanam Nivrittehe. Sarva Dukkhanam Nivrittehe Ishanaha means what now? Nivrittihi, isn't it? Free from, in being free from all the afflictions. Isn't it? So, sarva dukkhani means what now? All forms of pains and pleasures, all forms of afflictions, who has? The belonging to the waker, belonging to the dreamer, belonging to the sleeper. Afflictions are there. Unmanifest problems are there for the sleeper. And then, dream problems are there for the dreamer. And there also, what now? For the waker, there is a waking. Problems are there. All these problems, what now, are there. With, no, for the waker, dreamer and the sleeper, actually, the Turiya Atma, the consciousness, is free from what now? All these afflictions. Therefore, Isha, Sarva Dukkhanam Nivrittehe Ishanaha. Being free from all, being the Lord, being the strength, being strong, what now? Consciousness is free from all forms of afflictions experienced in every state of experience. Then, Sarva Dukkhanam Nivrittehe Ishanaha Prabhu. That's what now? Avyayaha. Next word is Avyayaha. Because strong is what now? Prabhu. Avyayaha. And to understand the Sarva Dukkhanam Nivrittehe Ishanaha Prabhu, being strong, powerful, being the master, free from all these afflictions. Why? Because consciousness is not the waker. Consciousness is not the dreamer. Consciousness is not the sleeper. Therefore, consciousness is free from the problems of the waker, dreamer and sleeper. There cannot be a waker, there cannot be a dreamer, there cannot be a sleeper without consciousness. But consciousness is not any of them. Consciousness is free from all of them. It's like, that's why here the regular example what we have to remember is, the illuminator is never afflicted by the illumined. Illumining light is not afflicted by the illumined. Always asangaha. The illumining light is always untouched. Asangaha, untouched by the illumined objects or colors or forms. Similarly, here also the waker, you know, the consciousness which is distinct from the waker, dreamer, sleeper, is also not afflicted by any of the dukkhani, the afflictions, you know, of the waker, dreamer and sleeper. Sarva dukkhanam nivrittehe prabhuhu ishanaha. And he says, avyayaha. Look at the word avyayaha. Avyayaha, Shankara gives that meaning here. Na vyeti swarupatu, na vyabhicharati, na chyavate iti etat avinavyeti, that which is not subject to change, that which does not decline, that which does not slip away, is avyayaha. What does it mean here? The physical body, isn't it, is subject to sixfold modifications. Hope you remember Tattvabodha class. Asti, jayate, vardhate. Asti, jayate, vardhate. Viparinamate, apakshiyate, nashyati. Say. After I say, you say. So, all these sixfold modifications, isn't it? Shad vikaravan dehaha. Now, and then mind all what now? Avasthatrayam. It goes through all these experience. Therefore, what happens to kanachyavate? That which does not slip away from any of this. At the same time, it doesn't undergo any change also. Two meanings Sankara gives here. Na vyeti na chavate. Na vyeti. Vyeti means what of that which changes. Vyeti means changes. Declines. You know, called vyeti. And then chavate means slips, goes away. Isn't it? Does not slip away also. So, the body undergoes a change. Does I undergo change? I was young. I am old. You know, that in I, from childhood, from babyhood, childhood, youthhood, then even old age, in all the stages, the body changes, I does not change. Not that does not change. In between goes and comes or what I? No. Therefore, na chavate. In all these different stages, changing change stages, unchangingly, what is there is what now? Avyayaha. Okay, avyayaha is a common word which would have come across 100 times in Bhagavad Gita. Everywhere you get this word, avyayaha, avyayaha, avyayaha. If there is one thing which is avyayaha, consciousness. Nothing else. Everything changes. Therefore, avyayaha. Then, we are talking about only turiyatma here. Turiyam, chaitanyam, the pure consciousness, which is not the waker, not the dreamer, not the sleeper. But that pure consciousness is what now? Real I. Okay, real I. That is the intrinsic nature of I. Waker, dreamer, sleeper is what? Incidental. I. So here you say, then sarva bhavanam advaitaha. Sarva bhavanam advaitaha. Advaitaha here is actually non-dual, you know. So only non-dual reality of, you know, varieties of beings, all the bhavanam, sarva bhavanam advaitaha. One indivisible non-dual reality obtaining in all the divisible varied existent beings. Like how space is one indivisible partless whole. But all the objects obtaining in space are divisible. And so here we have this parabhavanam advaitaha. The light is one indivisible whole, but the objects which shine in the light are many undivisible. Is it? Therefore here advaitaha, sarabhavanam advaitaha. Then this consciousness, what now? Is the turiyaha. This consciousness is called what now? Turiyaha. Before we have one more word, devaha. Devaha, again you have to remember, the word Devaha also means Devata. You know, any phenomenon is called Devaha. But here, you have to understand Devaha is self-effulgent reality. It has come from the root Div. So Divyati means shines. So Devaha is that which shines. So that which shines by itself is what? Devaha. For self-effulgent reality is Devaha. So the Turiya Atma is of the nature of self-effulgence, which means consciousness. That is the meaning. Devaha is equal to consciousness. Who is consciousness here? What is consciousness? Self-effulgent reality. What is that? Turiya Atma. The Turiya Atma is consciousness, the self-effulgent reality. See, Devaha. Then what now? One more word. Vibhuhu. Vibhuhu smritaha. Vibhuhu means, no, Vibhuhu means all pervasive. Prabhuhu, Vibhuhu. Vyapi, Vibhuhu, Vyapi. Vyapi means what? All pervasive. So, the Turiyaha, see the word Turiyaha, Turiyaha means the same. Don't get confused. I said Turiya Atma, Turiyaha, and Gaurupacha used the word Turiyaha. Turiyaha or Turiyaha? Turiya, the word Turiya is not used by Upanishad, but Acharya, Gaurupacharya is uses in his Karika. So, Turiyaha, the fourth, the real I, the Turiya Atma, the reality which obtains in all the three like the fourth being, is it? Is it consciousness? Turiyaha is Devaha. All pervasive. Now, so what now? Sarvabhavanam advaitaha avyayaha. Sarva dukkhanam nivruttehe ishanaha prabhuhu. This is the meaning of his words. Verse. Okay. And as I told you already, this Advaitaha, again he has mentioned here, this one verse also, this one Karika is going to be explained further, isn't it? Later on two chapters. So, this much is the meaning you need to know here. Little Bhashyamuni is here for this. Okay, now we'll go to the next verse. Karya Karana Baddhau Tau. Ishyete Vishvatejasau. Prajna Karana Baddhastu. Tau Dvau Tau Turyena Siddhyataha. Karya Karana Baddhau Tau. Ishyete Vishvatejasau. Prajna Karana Baddhastu. Dvau Tau Turyena Siddhyataha. Okay. See, from this 11th mantra, 10th karika comments upon the 7th mantra briefly. Then 11th, 12th, 13th and 14th. In these four verses, four karikas, Gaudapada Acharya is going to present the study of, the comparative study of the four padas. Comparative study of the four padas, he is going to take now each pada like Sthulatma, Sukshmatma, Karanatma and Turiyatma. So, there's going to be the compare and contrast study of the four Padas. For what? What is the purpose of this compare contrast study of the four Padas? For clear vision. When we compare, okay, so to compare one thing with the other, what must be there? Similar features must be there. To see the one thing being, isn't it? One thing being different from the other also should what now? Dissimilar features also must be there. Isn't it? The similar features in Sanskrit language we called sadharmyam. Sadharmyam and we have vaidharmyam. Dissimilar means what now? Vaidharmyam. Sadharmyam means similar. Now what is common in common between two people, Rodney G and Peter G? What is common? Interest in Vedanta is a sadharmyam. What is vaidharmyam? Thin, fat. No. You know, likes butter biscuits, hates butter biscuits, you know. Like these are the vaidharmyam and sadharmyam, isn't it? We have to see this vaidharmya, sadharmyam, we have to see for clear understanding. So here also, we have to see what are the dissimilar features and what are the similar features of these four Padas, so they have clear understanding. So this is what he is doing in these four karikas. And here, to present this, this is a very important topic here, no? Very important thing, what was discussed here. This, he presents here the four. And he, how does he teach this? He teaches this using a common, our general experience, based on our general experience alone. There is a methodology based on our day-to-day, based on our general experience. What is that, you know, for which there is an example also given here. The example is Rajju Sarpaha. Now the snake and the rope and the snake example is he is using. He uses the snake rope example. And he uses the based on our own experience. And he presents methodology also. And to understand this Vaidharmya, Sadharmya of these four Padas. Similar, dissimilar features of these four Padas. Let me tell you here. This also I taught when I met people for the first time itself. I taught this long, long ago. But still I had to teach this. For the basis for my teaching in that time also is what? Only this Mandukya Upanishad only. See, there are three things called utter darkness and bright light and dim light. You know what utter darkness? And you know the bright light. And you know the dim light also. If there is a snake in utter darkness, even if there's a real snake or a rope also, you cannot see the rope nor can you see the snake. Therefore, in utter darkness, there cannot be any error possible. No error is possible in utter darkness. error of mistaking one thing for the other, isn't it? Error is not possible in utter darkness. Because you don't see anything. No fear is possible. You will not be scared of a snake because you don't see real snake also. Even there's a real snake, you cannot see. And in bright light, if there is a rope, you see the rope as a rope, there is no fear here. So when is the fear possible? Only if you see the snake. There is no real snake, but still snake causes fear. Why? Because you see the snake. When do you see the snake? What do you see? But for you to see the snake, there must be something. What is there? There's a rope. Therefore, you mistake the rope for the snake. That error is caused. Error of snake is because of what? Because there's a rope. Not because of the rope, is it? Because of the dim light. In bright light, you will see the rope as a rope. There cannot be fear. In dim light, in utter darkness, you will not even see the real snake, so there won't be any fear at all. And only when there is error, then fear is possible. Error of mistaking, isn't it? The rope for the snake, the fear is possible. And for the error is possible only when the mistake is possible. You can mistake the rope for a snake only in dim light. In bright light, you will not mistake the rope for a snake. In darkness, you will not see even the real snake. The mistake is possible only if there is dim light. Similarly, here also, it is said, in total ignorance, no error is possible. When ignorance is total, no error is possible. If the ignorance is partial, then error is possible. In total knowledge also, error is not possible. What is partial ignorance and what is partial knowledge? Isn't it? In dim light, in darkness, utter darkness, you do not even know what is, isn't it? You do not know what is. You do not know that there is something. In utter darkness, there is a rope. There is something you do not know. Therefore, you need not know what is that something in darkness, isn't it? In utter darkness, you cannot know that there is something. Therefore, you need not know what now? What that something is. In fact, you cannot know what that something is also. Why? Because you do not know there is something, first of all. In bright light, you know there is something. And you also know that something which is there is only rope. Whereas, in dim light, you know there is something. Because you see something. That is called partial knowledge. You know there is something is partial knowledge. Half knowledge. But you do not know what that something is partial ignorance. Half ignorance. Is it clear? You know there is something is partial knowledge, but you do not know what that something is what? Partial ignorance. Half knowledge, half ignorance. Therefore, when is the error possible? Only in ignorance. Which ignorance? Partial, half ignorance alone, error possible. Error, isn't it? So error, therefore, Gaudapada Acharya sees here, he says, error is the effect. He sees the error as the effect, karyam. And is half ignorance, the ignorance as the karanam. Ajnanam karanam. Isn't it? And error is called what now? Karyam. Ignorance is the cause, error is the effect. This is the first point you have to remember. He is going to use these terms now. Karanam and Karyam. Karanam means cause, Karyam means effect. And what is present as Karanam and Karyam here in these verses? Karanam is the ignorance which causes the error. The cause for the error. And the error is caused by ignorance. Therefore, error is what now? Effect. Similarly, what is the cause? When do you mistake the rope for a snake? When is the error of snake possible? No? Your ignorance of what rope, isn't it? Ignorance of what is the cause for the error. There is something is half knowledge, partial knowledge, but is it that something is nothing but rope you do not know, which is half ignorance, which is the cause for the error. So rope is, now snake is what? Snake is the error, isn't it? Snake is because of the error. Error in perception. Like that, here also, what is your ignorance of what is there is snake. Ignorance of what is there is nothing but rope is the cause for the error of the snake. Isn't it? Similarly here, what is the error and what is the cause and what is the effect? What is the ignorance and what is the error here? I am now, this whole, the seventh mantra presents what now? The real I, the actual I is what now? Turiya Atma, the pure consciousness. What is the real I here? Turiya Atma, pure consciousness. And what is this consciousness? Does it have a location? Does consciousness have a location? No. Does it have any time limitation? Is it born? Does it die? Does it grow? Was it ever young before? Does it become old? Does what problems conscious? No? Where is the consciousness? When does it exist? Where does it exist? Isn't it? All these questions are wrong. Why? Because pure consciousness is what now? Always, everywhere, as everything, and everything is consciousness is, and everything is not also consciousness is, which means consciousness is a limitless reality. Therefore, I, the real I, the Turiya I, Turiya Atma is consciousness, the limitless I. Therefore, this ignorance of what are we ignorant of now? ignorant, you are ignorant of, there's ignorance of the I being limitless. Isn't it? There's an ignorance of the limitless I. Ignorance of the limitless I. And what is the waker, dreamer, sleeper I? Waker I, dreamer I, and sleeper I. What is this? A waker I, subject to limitations. Sleeper I, subject to limitations. And then dreamer I, subject to limitations. Isn't it? Therefore, the ignorance of the limitless I is the karanam for mistaking the I to be limited. Limited I. Where do you place I here? You place the I. You are limitless I, but you mistake yourself for the limited I. Like, because you're ignorant of rope, ignorance of the rope alone results in mistaking the rope for the snake. Ignorance of the limitless I results in what now? Mistaking the limited I for the real I. Is it clear now? What is the ignorance of, and what is the result of that ignorance? What is the effect of that ignorance? Error, isn't it? Error is there. And here Gaudapada Acharya presents actually the four sets of terms. He uses. And he calls his ignorance the karanam, cause, as what now? Agrahanam. Agrahanam. Agrahanam means what now? Non-grasping. Agrahanam means non-perception. I really want to pick up all these words. Agrahanam means non-perception. Non-vision, non-perception, non-comprehension is called agrahanam. Agrahanam is a word for ajnanam. What is ignorance? Non-perception is ignorance. Non-comprehension is ignorance. And what is error? Anyatha grahanam is error. Anyatha grahanam. Anyatha grahanam means mistaking one for the other is called anyatha grahanam. Agrahanam is the cause. Anyatha grahanam is the effect. Agyanam is agrahanam, isn't it? Ignorance is agrahanam. And error is anyatha grahanam. Okay, the first pair of words. Then second he uses is, just as seed is the cause for the sprout, he uses this term, bijam, for the cause, the ignorance. And he uses the word ankuraha, sprout, for the word effect, for the error. He uses four words, okay? For ignorance and error, he uses four sets of words. What are they? Agrahanam, anyathagrahanam. Then, bijam and ankuraha. He is going to use all these terms there. Bijam means seed, ankuraha means sprout or a plant. Sprout. Seed and sprout. Then, there is one more term here. He uses the word also sleep for ignorance and dream for error. He uses four sets of words to mean ignorance and error. Then karanam and karyam, isn't it? See, ignorance and error are now actually presented here using four sets of words. What are they here? I tell you again. Agrahanam, anyathagrahanam, karanam, karyam, bijam, ankuraha, and nidra and swapna. Swapnaha. A swapnam. Nidra and swapnam. Sleep and dream. In these four verses become very, very clear. So, sadharmya, vaidharmya, we have to see all of them here. Now, to understand that, we have to know these sets of words he is using. For to mean ignorance, he uses four words. Instead of using only one word, ignorance, ajnanam, he uses four different words as karanam, agrahanam, bijam, then nidra, sleep. Then to say if the error, instead of using the word error, he has four words. Karyam, ankuraha, now swapnam, anyathagrahanam. He uses these four words for error. Using these four sets of words, is it clear now? Using these four sets of words is going to make it something clear here, very clear. See the verse now. Karya karana baddhau tau. Ishyete vishva taijasau. Prajnyah karana baddhastu. Dvautau turyena siddhyataha. Okay. Before going here, now we see it as a, we see, how ignorance is the cause and error is the effect. And ignorance is possible only in partial ignorance. If there is partial knowledge and there is partial ignorance, only then error is possible. In total ignorance also error is not possible. In total knowledge also error is not possible. Isn't it? So when the error is not there, there is no problem, there's no fear, there's no pain. Isn't only the problems are because of the error. If there's no error in perception, then there's no problem at all. So to resolve the problems, what is the cause of the problems here? All our problems are because of the error in perception. Because of erroneous perception. It's called adhyasaha. Because of the adhyasaha, the erroneous perception alone, is it? All the problems are there. To sort all the problems out, the error in perception alone has to be corrected. So the perspective change alone is required. Error alone has to be corrected. For the error to be corrected, what should be done? Error cannot be corrected until the cause for the error is sorted out. Isn't it? The cause for the error is ignorance. Therefore, as long as this ignorance is, there will be what now? There will be error. As long as error is, there will be problems. In total ignorance, no error is possible, there is no problem at all. And in total knowledge also, when there is no error in perception, when there is a right perspective is there, correct perspective is there, perception is there, right, there also problems are not there. You know, for which Pujya Swamiji always says beautifully, he says, you know, no animal has any complex, inferiority complex or superiority complex, you know, are not there for animals or for the, of course, for the plants also. And no cow is ever worried about its horn being little different. No cow ever tries, you know, really is in searching for the best, you know, the surgeons, the plastic surgeons, to correct the things. Why? Because there is no complex. Why there is no complex at all? Because there is no, all the animals have, they enjoy the bliss of remaining steeped in total ignorance. There is no knowledge I am. There is no need for them to know what I am. They are not eligible to know what I am. I am itself is not there. Where is the question of knowing what I am? So they are not eligible to know what I am. And because there is no knowledge, I am. That is why animals remain steeped in total ignorance. Therefore, they don't mistake all. They don't have any wrong identity also. Therefore, they are free from problems. There are wise people, Mahatmas, they are also free from problems. Why? Because they have different perspective. How they perceive the world and the self is different. The perspective is different, the perception is different, therefore they are also free from problems. But who are the in-between? Who only half ignorant, half, isn't it, knowledgeable human beings. I know I am, but I do not know what I am. This I've been telling from day one I met all of you. I know I am, I do not know what I am. I do not know that I do not know what I am. Isn't it? As ignorance of ignorance is what? Innocence, I said. We are so innocent. We do not even know that we do not know, we do not know. Therefore therefore only in half ignorance, erroneous perception of the self is possible. It is possible. So here, what is the real I here? Real I is limitless I. That my ignorant, I am ignorant of the real I. I am ignorant of the limitless I. Therefore, what happens? There's error in my perception of the self. I mistake the limited I for the real I. I mistake the Vishvaha, Taijasaha, Prajnaha for I, because I do not know the Turiya I. Go for your tea and come back. when the Vedanta teaching, when we introduced Vedanta teaching, this is how we start teaching. I had to bring in here. And the basis for that introductory teaching is actually from this Mandukya. Upanishad, we take this. Because the question comes, why do I have to study the Shastram? Here, Saha Vijnayaha, that Atma is to be known. Okay? That Atma is to be understood. You had learned that pure consciousness, the Turiya Atma. Then we are going to study this Upanishad, we say here. So why do we study the Upanishad at all? Because Upanishad serves as a pramanam. It's a means of knowledge. Because it serves as a means of knowledge, means you mean knowledge of what? It serves a means of knowledge of the reality, the truth. And the truth also you need to know for what? You need to know the truth to change your perspective of the universe. There is error in the perception of the universe. How we perceive the universe, all of us, not one person here, all the human beings, you know, have perspective, and the perception of our perception of the universe is erroneous. So what is the error here? We think universe is real, absolutely real. All our experiences are absolutely real. And then this universe, definitely universe, or universe when I say, I mean the people also here. The universe is a source of security. As universe is a source of security, so I am dependent on this universe for security. Because it's a source of security. And the universe is real. This perception of this, my perception of this universe is erroneous. Then what does the Shastram say? No. Universe is not unreal. You're right. But universe is not as real as you think. Which means universe is not absolutely real. Because it is not real, being dependent on that universe for security is like leaning on a paper chair or a picture chair. If you see the picture of a chair, how beautiful, nice picture it is. Oh, there's a chair here. Let me go and sit. You can go and sit. Like that. So leaning on the universe, being dependent on the universe for security is like, you know, leaning on a tender creeper. Which means this universe is not the source of security. You think universe is a source of security because you think universe is real. You see universe as real because in your perception is universe is real. And when you it is called giving over value, the mithya universe, the astho real universe, is taken to be absolute real universe. It means you overvalue. And the universe which is very good to live in, you know, but it is not a source of security. When you take it as a source of security, I become dependent on that universe also of security. So what now? Because you overvalue. This overvaluing is called what now? Shobhanadhyasaha. Shobhanadhyasa. Giving more, adding more value to something, and then more value than what it is worth. Shobhanadhyasa. And when you add more value to what it's worth, that results in what? That is the cause for your problems. Because there's disappointment is a pain. Disappointment is the thing, isn't it? And frustration and disappointment is because of your erroneous perception of the world. If your perception of the universe is correct, then you will not take the real as the universe for absolutely real universe. You will not be dependent on the universe for security, as a source of security. If you are not dependent means then there is no expectation, then there is no disappointment, there is no pain. Okay, this therefore error in the perception of the universe also has to be corrected. For you to free yourself from expectations and disappointments is a pain. And what is the reason here? Because you do not know the truth of the universe. You do not know what is real. Therefore, you mistake what is not real for real. So, non-perception of reality, vastunaha agrahanameva, jagataha anyatha grahanasya karanam. Purujido? Vastunaha agrahanam eva, jagataha anyatha grahanasya karanam. You mistake this universe for absolutely real, even though it is only mithya, it is not real, because of your ignorance of what is absolutely real. Agrahanat anyatha grahanam. Okay. Therefore, you need to know the reality. Vastu grahanam alone. Vastu grahanam is what now? Vastu grahanam is seeing the reality. So seeing what is knowledge. Not seeing what is ignorance. That's why non-perception is agrahanam. Isn't it? Perception of what is grahanam, which is knowledge. And this vastu, okay, I have to know the vastu then, not only here, the error is caused at two different levels. Isn't it? At the universal level also there is error. Where I taught you this? Huh? Ah, one person remembers. I'm very happy. Okay, so this, I know all of you remember, but she told the answer, gave the first answer. Better pity you woke up from sleep, you finished it. So here, then what is that means there is error at the individual level also. Not only at the universal level, at the individual level also there is an error. There is an agrahanam and there is an anyatha grahanam. At the individual level also is what now? You mistake. You know you are, but you do not know what you are. That is what now? This partial ignorance. You know the universe is, but you do not know what this universe is. So universe also is not totally unknown to you, isn't it? No, but is there universe? You don't ask. Universe is, why? Because I'm experiencing the universe. Therefore, universe is. But you do not know what the universe is. This partial knowledge and partial ignorance, because of which there is error. And similarly, there's a partial knowledge and partial ignorance at the individual level also, that I know I am, but I do not know what I am. Therefore, error is possible. Therefore, what error here? I mistake the anatma, the non-self, for the self. I mistake the non-self for the self. I mistake what I am not, you know, for me, for the self. And because because I do not know what I am, I mistake, you know, mistake the non-self for the self. So, agrahanam, atmanaha agrahanat, anatmanaha, you know, grahanam, anyatha grahanam. Anatmanaha atmatvena grahanam is what? Anyatha grahanam. So there's error at the individual level, error in the at the total level, the universal level also. There's error in perception of the self, there's error in perception of the world. So both the errors are caused by what? Ignorance only. And to resolve the, again, just now I told. So therefore, the only way to correct the correction of the error in perception alone will free us from all the problems. In fact, the Vedantic teacher, very introduction itself, we say this. In life, what is unwanted is always constant, continuous, consistent effort. Whether you know or you do not know, the fact is, all our effort is to get rid of to unwanted, undesirable. The unwanted, undesirable is unhappiness, sorrow, in Sanskritam, dukkham. Dukkham is never desirable, dukkham is never wanted, there's always constant effort to free us from dukkham. And the dukkham is because of all the, we can say dukkham, why there is dukkham? Dukkham is caused by what? All our problems cause the dukkham, you can say. And all the problems, the so-called, whatever number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 110, thousands or millions of problems we have also. All our problems, what now? Cause result in only one thing called dukkham, sorrow or pain. Problems are many, but what do the problems cause? That only is sorrow, grief is only one thing, isn't it? And sarva dukkhanam, why he says not many, dukkhams are not many. Dukkham is only one, but karanam, the problems in life are many. So all these problems are actually modifications of only one fundamental problem. That fundamental problem alone, through different multifarious problems, result in dukkham. What is that? Anyatha grahanam. Okay? The error in perception of self alone is the fundamental problem which results in all the problems, which result in one undesirable thing called dukkham. And that fundamental problem is what? Error in perception of the self. Isn't it? Because of which the limitations are of the non-self become superimposed upon the self. Therefore, there is a notion that I am the limited individual. I am a limited individual is the error. What you do not know, why this notion is there? Because there's ignorance of the I am limitless reality. Real I. Ignorance of real I results in what? Error of limited I. Therefore, this real here this ignorance has to be resolved. I am not using the word removed. Okay? If I say this removal of ignorance alone will result in correction of the error in perception, I can say that. But still, remove the ignorance means remove it from here, put it where? The question will come, isn't it? Remove from where? Nowhere should the ignorance be. Around somewhere. At least garbage from kitchen comes here and comes from here, go somewhere, again go. Where will they throw? Biodegradable, go and come back again, isn't it? Non-biodegradable will be sitting and killing. That's why we don't have to undo non-biodegradable also. That is why we have to put them separately. There's no way of undoing anything here. Degradable or non-degradable, nothing can be destroyed here, totally. So where can you put this ignorance? Ignorance cannot be removed and put somewhere. That is why we say ignorance has to be resolved. Resolved means what? You got it, what I'm saying? Very important thing. Because people always say removal, removal. Of course I can say removal of ignorance. Removal is only in terms of resolving. Ignorance has to be, the half ignorance also has to be resolved. So if the half self, the self ignorance about what I am, if you know, the ignorance become total. In total knowledge, there is no error possible. The error will be corrected. Then perception will be right perception, right comprehension. Then there are no problems at all. Then there is no dukkham. Dukkha nivrityartham atma jnanam. Understand now? Atma jnanam dukkha nivrityartham. Dukkha nivrityartham. So dukkham is caused by what? Dukkham is caused by perception, wrong perceptions at two levels. At the individual level, the erroneous self-perception also results in dukkham. Erroneous perception of the universe also results in dukkham. Dukkham is the same, isn't it? Either you talk about the omission, commission, all those things. Anyway, what it is? Dukkham is the same, caused by error in perception of the world, perception of the self. Therefore, to resolve both the errors, what no? The ignorance also has to be resolved, and for which Shastram says, it is enough, self-ignorance is resolved means, ignorance of the truth of the universe also is as well resolved as it were. You don't need to resolve the ignorance of the truth of the universe in order to correct the error in the perception of the world. You know why? Because if you know what you are, the truth of the universe also becomes known. In knowing the self itself, the error, in perception at two different levels, the individual level and the total level will be corrected. Therefore, atsaha atma vigneyaha. Kimarthas vigneya is a potential passive participle. Vigneya, to be known. Vigneyaha, the atma has to be known. Has to be known means what? Why it should be known? Dukkha nivrityartham. Why dukkham? You can't help going through pain and sorrow unless this error in the perception is corrected. As long as perception is erroneous, there will be dukkham. If you don't mind enjoying dukkham, nobody is now forcing you to correct the error in perception of the self as well as the perception of the world. But to correct the error in perception of the world, you have to correct the first perception of the very self. And to correct the error in the perception of the self, you have to resolve the ignorance, root cause of the error. For which, to resolve the ignorance, you have to see what is Atma. Where will you go and see? Where will you go and see the Atma? That is why Gaudapadacharya says, don't wait for fourth state of experience. Here itself, where there is waker, there itself search for the Turiyam. Where the dreamer is, there itself search for the Turiyam. Where the sleeper is, there itself search for the Turiyam. The Turiyam has to be distinguished, discerned, understood. There's a real I, and once you discern it, what is true? Pure consciousness, isn't it? To make it very clearly, he just introduces here. Now I tell you, this error, where is the error and where is the ignorance? Where does the ignorance exist? Now the question comes here. Does consciousness, the Turiyatma, have ignorance? Is Turiyatma ignorant? Is the real I ignorant? See, pure knowledge cannot be ignorant or knowledgeable, wise also. Understand? Pure knowledge cannot be ignorant or the wise. Pure consciousness cannot be the ignorant or the wise. There cannot be ignorant person, there cannot be wise person outside of, other than, or without the consciousness. Consciousness is neither ignorant nor wise. Consciousness does not have ignorance. Consciousness does not become wise also. Isn't it? Therefore, this error, therefore consciousness does not have the erroneous perception also. Turiyatma has no, Turiyatma is not, has no error. There is no ignorance. That is said here in this verse. Hope I made it clear. Listen this now. Karya karana baddhau tau ishyete vishva taijasau. See, be with Gaudapada Acharya. Be with Gaudapada Acharya, it's enough. He will take care of your clarity. Really. Very clear. Make it so clear. Of course, Vijil Pooja Swamiji's unfoldment. And see, so karya karana baddhau tau ishyete vishva taijasau. Vishva taijasau. Vishvaha and taijasaha. Have you learned dual form? Krishpati ji has taught you. Vishvaha tajasaha, vishva taijasau. Balaha balo balaha. He taught you. Okay. Vishvaha taijasaha. What now? Dual form is what now? Vishva taijasau. Dual. Vishva and taijasaha. Who is Vishvaha and taijasaha? Waker and the dreamer. These two. Ishtau. Tau. Tau means those two. Those two. Waker and the sleep, dreamer, these two, baddhau. Baddhau means what now? Endowed with. Baddha, singular. You are learning dual here. Isn't it? Baddha means one who is bound by, or one who is endowed. Okay, baddha. For example, I can say, now, see now, paper baddha, swamini. What now? paper baddha, but no, one who is endowed with, one who has, one who is, you know, tied with. That's the meaning. So, see here, baddha singular, baddhau dual. So, this taijasaha tau means those two. Which two? This taijasaha and this vishvaha, vishva taijasau, vishva and taijasa. Vishwa means waker and the dreamer, the both waker and the dreamer. Those both waker and the dreamer, baddhau are endowed with, baddhau, endowed with what? Endowed with karya karana baddhau. What is karanam? What is karyam here? Karanam is ignorance. What ignorance? Partial ignorance. Is it? And karam is error. You find cause and the error. This waker and sleep, waker and dreamer are endowed with ignorance and the effect of ignorance, the error in the perception also. Isn't it? When is the ignorance? When is the ignorance? In waking, in dream, or in deep sleep state? When does the ignorance exist? When does the ignorance exist? Only in waking and in dream. And only in when the ignorance is alone, there is error. Error cannot be where there is no ignorance, isn't it? At all. Therefore, here he says, error cannot be there where there is total ignorance or where there is total knowledge. In waking, there is partial ignorance. In dream also, there is partial ignorance. In waking, you know you are. In waking, you do not know who you are. In waking, you do not know that you do not know who you are. Isn't it? In waking, you do not know that you need to know who you are. Therefore, you remain happily, partially ignorant. And you happily mistake the body, mind and complex for yourself also. So, only in waking, there is partial ignorance. And there is partial, the ignorance caused what now? Error also. Therefore, only in waking there is what now? The limitations also. Only in waking there is dukkham also. Dukkham is where? When do you have dukkham? Only in waking state. Okay. And now come to the next dream. In dream also, what happened? In dream also, there is partial knowledge. There is a dream I. Even in dream, you are as a dreamer. Even there you know you are a dreamer, but you do not know that you are waker. You are the, as a dreamer also conscious, you do not know in dream. In waking state itself, you do not know what you are. How can you know what you are in dream? In dream also you are there as a dreamer. In dream also you do not know what you are. You do not know that you are actually the waker. You do not know. In dream also there is partial ignorance and partial knowledge. Therefore, in dream also this error in perception of yourself is error in perception of the world experienced. Therefore, in dream also you have dukkham born, caused by the problems caused by the error in perception. You have dream dukkham, dream anger. Understand? Therefore, all these are there in dream. So, why vishva taijasau karya karana baddhau? Baddhau. Ishyate means they're said to be endowed with. Ishyate, these Vishvaha and Taijasaha, the waker and the dreamer are said to be endowed with what now? This ignorance and the error. Now, Prajnaha, Prajnaha Karana Baddhastu. Dvau tau turyena siddhyatah. Now, prajnaha karana baddha tu, whereas prajnaha the sleeper karana baddha. What is karanam here? Ignorance. You have to remember, what is the cause here? Karanam is the cause. Cause is ignorance. Error is the effect. Is it clear now? Error is caused by ignorance. For what is karanam? Ignorance here. And here this prajnaha, the sleeper, is endowed only with ignorance. What ignorance? Total ignorance. The sleeper is endowed with total ignorance. Karana baddha, total ignorance. Therefore, instead of saying total ignorance, he says karana baddha means he is endowed with only ignorance. The sleeper has no karyam, not karya baddha. There's no error in perception of the sleeper. Why? The sleeper, isn't it? The sleeper, there's no error in perception of the sleeper because there's no identity on the part of the sleeper. Why? There's a total ignorance. Sleeper is, sleeper I is. But still, sleeping means what? Sleeping itself means not being aware, isn't it? Sleeping means not knowing, not seeing, therefore. See, the sleeper in when you're fast asleep, you do not know you are. In deep sleep state, you do not know you are. You are not knowing you are. Don't say I'm not. You are in deep sleep state, but not knowing you are. Is anybody who knows that you are in sleep? That means I can tell you, then waking also sleep then for you. Isn't it? Nobody can say, when you in sleep, you do not know you are. Therefore, in sleep, you do not know what you are also. Therefore, ignorance is total. There is no knowledge I am. There is no knowledge what I am. Therefore, ignorance is total in sleep. Therefore, only karana baddha. The sleeper is endowed with only ignorance, total ignorance. Therefore, there is no identity. Therefore, there is no error. You do not mistake the non-self or the self in deep sleep state because you do not even know you are. Therefore, there is no wrong identity. Error is not possible when ignorance is total. At least, so how many ever hours you sleep, you are a sleeper so long, then you remain steeped in total ignorance, so you are free. You do not have any, there's no error. Is it clear now? There's no error in deep sleep state. There's only karanam, there's only ignorance in deep sleep state. The sleeper is endowed with ignorance, total ignorance, no, not error. The waker and dreamer are endowed with partial ignorance, therefore they are endowed with error also. Is it clear now? And here, that's fine. Dvau tau turye na siddhyataha. Dvau tau. Those two, who, what those two? Cause and effect. Karanam and karyam. The ignorance and the if error. Agrahanam and anyatha agrahanam. Isn't it? The ignorance and the error. These two are not in Turiyam. The pure consciousness. You had understanding. Okay. Now we understand if all the four. No, comparing now all the four. In Vishvaha, the Sthula. Vishvaha, Taijasaha and Prajnaha and Turiyaha. Four. Four aspects of the Atma. Where is total ignorance? Where is partial ignorance? And where is error? And where the error is not? And where both error and ignorance are not? Is it clear? Waker is endowed with ignorance and error. Dreamer is endowed with ignorance and error. Sleeper is endowed only with total ignorance. In Turiyam is not, Turiyam is free from both ignorance and error. You are the Turiya Atma, the pure consciousness who is free from both ignorance and error. Is it clear? Do you see how beautifully presented? See, to say this, no, he just is karya karana baddhau. Karyam, you know Sanskrit dictionary, if you take and see, you will find the word effect. Karanam, you will find the meaning as a cause. Okay, even if you know Sanskritam language, you will say here, okay, Vishvatayajasau, Vishvaha, the waker, Taijasaha, the dreamer, obtaining in waking and deep sleep, dream states. They are endowed with what? Cause and, you know, cause and effect. What is this? Ignorance and error. Ignorance is the cause for the error in perception. Only in, let you know very well what, in total ignorance error is not possible. In total knowledge also error is not possible. Where error is possible? Only in partial ignorance. If there is partial knowledge, there will be partial ignorance. Therefore, in partial ignorance is there, if there is, then there will be error also. So who, when is the partial ignorance? In waking state, when there is a waker, there is partial knowledge and partial ignorance. You know as a waker, you know you are a waker. On waking up, you say that you dreamt, which means you are a dreamer. In deep sleep state, you are a sleeper. You know you're the sleeper, but only on wake up you can say. So that's why only this waker and dreamer are endowed with this ignorance and error. Therefore, only in waking state and dream state there are problems. Only in waking state and in dream state you have dukkham also. When do you experience pain, grief, sorrow, sadness? When? Only in waking and dream. Only in there you have error also is involved. In deep sleep state, what now? This is prajnaha karana baddhaha. Karana baddhastu prajnaha. Whereas the sleeper is what now? Endowed with only ignorance. Ignorance means what now? Total ignorance. Therefore, there is no error. Therefore, there is no there are no problems in deep sleep state. Therefore, there is no dukkham also in deep sleep state. There is no sukkham also in deep sleep state. Know that? There is no neither sukkham nor dukkham in deep sleep state. Therefore, what should we do? All the 10-24 hours, we should not take some tablet and keep on sleeping. But that is also not possible. You know why? There's a limit. No sedative can put to sleep for forever continuously. The mind is so clever, you know. How much are you gulp, again it will wake up. Again wake up. Because the parabdha is so strong, it will push you. It will wake you up. In fact, it will make you, keep awake the whole night for you to suffer. You know, the more you keep awake, the more suffering. So you need a punyam to sleep. People are able to sleep, have good sleep means they really have good punyam. Really. Otherwise, dukkham, whereas in sleep also you have dukkham. And there are some fortunate people who sleep always. Even in the class they sleep. Which means what? That is punyam or papam? I don't know how to take it. Isn't it? I don't know what to say. Now the question comes, what about the Turiyatma? Okay. You know, we understood, no? Stulatma Vishwaha is endowed with both ignorance and error. Karanam and Karyam. The Sukshmatma Taijasa is endowed with, you know, this error, ignorance and error. And Karanatma with only ignorance, there's no error. Total ignorance, there's no error. They were free from dukkham. Isn't it? Free from sukham also. Whereas Turiyatma. Can you say Turiyatma has only error? Is Turiyatma ended with the error? No. Is Turiyatma ended with the ignorance? No. Is it tau dvau karana karyau karana karye? What now? Turiye na siddheta. It is not possible. Na siddheta. It is impossible for the ignorance and the error to be there on the part of Turiyatma, the consciousness, which is real I. Therefore, karya karana baddhau tau ishyete vishvatajasau prajnaha karana baddhaha tu tau dvau tau turiye na siddhyataha. Na siddhyataha. Does not work. No, this cause, if cause an error in the form of ignorance and error, no, do not occur in consciousness. So what are you here? Is it I the waker am Turiyaha the consciousness? I the dreamer am the Turiyaha consciousness? I the wake sleeper am, or no, Turiyaha the consciousness. To be frank, I the self am the consciousness free from ignorance as well as error, as well as error caused problems, as well as the problems caused dukkham. Natmanam na paranchaiva.
Natmanam na paranchaiva.
न सत्यम् नापि चानृतम् प्राज्ञः किञ्चन संवेति तुर्यम् तत्सर्वदृक् सदा So I had to stop it. So I'll repeat one more time. Remember these four sets of terms used by Gaudapada Acharya in these four verses, okay, to explain the sadharmyam and the vaidharmyam of these four aspects of Atma. You know what is total ignorance, now what is total knowledge, and how in total knowledge there is no error possible, how they, you know very well error is not possible in total ignorance also. When there is partial knowledge, there is partial ignorance. Only in partial ignorance error is possible. Therefore, ignorance is the cause and error is the effect. So, ignorance is the karanam, error is the karyam. And here the same thing he is using, use other sets of words you will undercover. We are going to see later on. Bijam ankuraha. Bijam, no? Here ignorance is implied by the term bijam, meant by the term bijam, and error is meant by the term ankuraha. And the ignorance is implemented by the term nidra, and error is meant by the term swapnam. Like this, we have these terms. And agrahanam, anyatha, grahanam. Remember these four steps, four sets of words. We'll come back and see. In spite of sleep, we could do some class today. Not bad, isn't it? We'll change this. I think we'll change. Something will change. Om. If Bhagavan wishes. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. People who have been listening to me from the beginning, they would definitely remember this example of this total darkness and then light and things. I explained so well in the beginning classes. But I didn't spend much time on that. Okay? Maybe Radhanji must be having somewhere. You can try to listen to those classes who missed my beginner's classes. I think it's better to listen to from the beginning. I don't know, a lot of things I watched in Nina's class we didn't record. But whatever we have, you can try to listen to them. Better for people who missed the classes. I'm not telling everybody. Who have missed the beginner's classes, can just listen to them once, if possible. Any doubts also, you can ask me. Okay. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.